With many children in New South Wales and Victoria getting sick with the Delta variant, parents are worried about the long-term effects. But Melbourne researchers say they're confident the risk of long COVID in children is low, despite the findings of several overseas studies. Samantha Donovan has more.
After catching COVID, some youngsters are struggling to get back to normal. English 15-year-old Kitty spoke to Channel 5 News in the UK.
I've had dizziness, fainting, fatigue, insomnia. It makes you very lonely because you can't go and see anybody.
But Melbourne researchers say they're confident the rate of long COVID in children is low. Professor Nigel Curtis is with the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and is the head of infectious diseases at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital.
And we know there's a lot of fear and anxiety amongst parents and even children about long COVID. And I think the findings of our study really should allay some of those fears.
The report from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute reviewed the findings of 14 international studies. One of them concluded nearly 60% of children who get the virus go on to suffer from long COVID. But Professor Curtis says most of those studies have been limited in scope and the risk of long COVID has been overestimated as a result.
Well, one of the main limitations is that the symptoms associated with long COVID are very similar to the non-specific and general symptoms that are quite prevalent in the general public, and particularly during the pandemic, and obviously the indirect effects of the lockdown and school closures. And so the kind of symptoms that are most commonly identified in long COVID, which are things like headache and fatigue, sleep disturbance, concentration difficulties, or a kind of foggy brain, are very common at this time. And so unless a study has a control group so that you compare people who have and have not had SARS-CoV-2 infection, it's very difficult to distinguish those two.
And were those international studies, those 14 studies, not doing that?
Only five of those studies, surprisingly, did include a control group. And in two of those, there was no difference at all between those who had and had not had COVID.
Did many of those studies look at children who had had the Delta variant, or were they done before Delta really took off around the world?
And they were done before Delta variant took off, but there's no reason to believe that that'll make a big difference because we know that even with the Delta variant, children overwhelmingly have mild disease. So they very infrequently need admitting to hospital, and that is often done precautionarily and they don't stay very long. And the need for intensive care and the rate of death in children from COVID is exceptionally low. And so it's likely that that long COVID would relate to the severity of the initial disease. And so all of those things together mean I think it's unlikely that Delta variant would change the results of our report.
Professor Curtis also points to figures that have come out overnight from the UK's National Office of Statistics. They suggest that only about 1% of children who get the virus are getting long COVID too.
Symptoms associated with long COVID were in fact more common in those children who were surveyed who had not had COVID, really underlying how common these symptoms are just as a result of how children have suffered during the pandemic from all the indirect effects.
Despite being confident long COVID isn't going to be a problem for many children, Nigel Curtis agrees more research is needed.
I think it's very important that studies are done to really accurately estimate the risk of long COVID here in Australia and around the world, because this is going to be a very important factor in the very complicated equation balancing the risks and benefits of vaccination when it comes to vaccinating children under 12 and once those vaccines become available.
That's Professor Nigel Curtis from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and that report from Samantha Donovan.